This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, my name is Jorge Gaviria, and I'm the founder of Macienda. We partner with farmers in Mexico to bring heirloom corn products to every kitchen. With my Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase. And it has no preset spending limit, which means my purchasing power adapts to my business needs. My Spark card helps me fulfill my mission of bringing masa to the masses. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Comfort kills your dreams.
The price of progress is pain.
You got to pay a price for winning, but most people aren't willing to pay it.
Most people do not want to experience pain. They like comfort.
They may pay it once, but literally you got to pay it every single day. And the crazy part about that is the price changes daily. It shouldn't be.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable.
Smile.
Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt.
You're going to fail, you know, and that's what makes you. That's what shapes you.
Pain plus reflection equals progress.
You have to struggle. You have to struggle. The bigger the struggle, the bigger the peace. The bigger the suffering, the more peace.
Some people are risk takers. Some people are comfort zone livers. And the most dangerous place to be for anybody is being comfortable, because that is the dangerous place. And the reason why is the wealthiest place in the world is the graveyard, because there were so many comfortable people, so comfortable that they never take the dreams. And it's hundreds of billions of dollars, even trillions of dollars of dream in the graveyard, because people never try to fail.
Imagine, if you will, being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the ghost of the ideas, the dreams, the abilities, the talents given to you by life, and that you, for whatever reason, you never acted on those ideas, you never pursued that dream, you never used those talents, we never saw your leadership, you never used your voice, you never wrote that book, and there they are standing around your bed looking at you with large angry eyes saying, we came to you, and only you could have given us life. Now, we must die with you forever.
Look in the mirror. It's you versus you.
There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem.
You're not in competition with anybody but yourself.
I just beat me. This ain't about nobody else. I don't give about nobody else. I just beat me. If I can keep beating myself, pause, if I can keep doing that, then that means that I'm in a battle with the only person that makes sense.
In the battle, you find peace. When you go to war with yourself, you find a lot of peace, because you know exactly who you are.
And you get comfortable, you become complacent, and then you don't push yourself out of your box. So
expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure.
It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
When it's not loyal to you, it doesn't care about you, it causes setback after setback.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Winning will cost you everything, but will reward you with so much more.
I'm a winner. I'm going to win.
Winners win. And losers lose.
Sometimes your motivation needs to be because no one else wants to do it. We need doctors. We need lawyers. We need dentists. We need teachers. We also need savages.
I tell kids all the time, if you even have this much savage in you, everything out there right now is for the taking. If you are willing to go out there and grind and work hard, you know, you got these people that don't want to go to work. There's going to be a small group of hungry savages out there that are going to run every one of you over, and you can sit home and you can cry and complain about how you didn't get yours and it's because this person had this opportunity that you didn't have. Everything out there is for the taking.
There's human beings that have different temperament and different minds and different mentality and a ruthless competitive drive that's almost terrifying to the ordinary person. Yeah, that guy, if we were living 1,000 years ago, he would be on a horse with the biggest battle axe waiting in the back, hacking heads off, and everybody would be running. And right. Those people have always existed. Right. These dominators have always existed.
Be fearless. Let the fear of regret fuel you to take action. Today. Now.
Fear is my friend. Uh-huh. I love fear. Fear allows me to reach my highest potential.
If you're not getting rid of fear, then use fear. Use fear or it uses you. It's that simple.
Be fearless or as close to it as possible.
The fear of failing is an illusion.
Yeah.
Fear is an illusion. But we have to have desire. We have to have something that pushes us. Fear pushes us.
Make up your mind that fear is not going to stop you from doing the thing you really want to do. Step out and do it today.
To yourself, there is no tomorrow.
That's how winning is done.
I want you to fail, and I want you to get up and do it again.
Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing.
Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Your fear is never reaching your potential.
You fight through the noise, you fight through the fatigue.
But you can't be lazy and make it.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out.
All men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason. I'm going to say it again because you might have missed it. All men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason.
This is where you get comfortable. We live by this.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You die by this. We don't retreat. And when you want it as bad as you want to breathe, says, I'm willing to make any sacrifice. I'm willing to go through any pain. I'm willing to go through any suffering.
It hurt. I know it hurts. You keep going.
This is where you break up. This is where you start chilling. This is where you get comfortable.
The reason why you don't give 120% every doggone time you get on the field, because you ain't got a why for what you do.
This is where you make it permanent.
Rock Kelly, you don't quit. Get going.
You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. And you want what these people who are giving sweat, who's giving blood, who's giving tears, you want what they pay for, and it ain't free.
Joaquin said dominate, and we not doing it. I put my heart in it, dog. Let's go, man.
So now you got to go out and show them that I'm a different creature. Now.
We got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives. 30 minutes for the rest of our lives.
You cannot give up. You cannot give in. Nobody ever said it would be easy. I know greatness is within you, and you got what it takes.
You have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. Most of this generation quits the second they get talked to. You did this wrong. You did this wrong, or they get yelled at. It's so easy to be great nowadays, because everybody else is, most people are weak. This is a softened generation. So if you have any mental toughness, any ability, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it but still do it. That's what people understand. By me running, I am callous in my mind. I'm not training for a race. I'm training for life. If you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness.
Comfort zone is dangerous. When you're comfortable, you are at most danger. The comfort zone is somewhere you should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied. Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, you know what? Just be satisfied with what you got. Don't believe them. Get them away from you. You should never be satisfied with what you got. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better. All the time. Don't let anybody tell you, hey, man, you know, you should just be happy with it. No! You should double your business. Triple it.
You know what you need to do. You know what you need to do. It's in your mind right now. But you don't feel like doing it. You don't feel like getting up. You don't feel like doing the work. You don't feel like working hard. And if you don't feel like working hard, if you don't feel like getting up, then you better feel like losing. You better feel like getting weaker. Because that's what's going to happen if you don't do what you're supposed to do. So get up, go get it done.
Come on, man. Get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude? You need to show people that you can do it.
The only place for growth is outside your comfort zone. And I think so many people get comfortable in their comfort zone, and they don't want to move beyond that because it's nice and warm and cozy, and you really don't have to go anywhere. We don't wake up, and we're not born knowing everything or being able to do everything in the best possible way. We have to work, and we have to struggle through things in order to achieve this confidence in ourselves about how resilient we can become. And that when that becomes part of your character, I think you can accomplish great things.
Get the last rep. You will get tougher. Every time you push through, you build strength, not just physical strength, mental strength, tenacity, will. You're not just born with will. You create it. You develop it through effort. And every time you put forth effort, your will, your discipline becomes stronger. And every time you quit, your will and your discipline gets weaker. Do not allow that. You cannot allow that. Every rep counts. Not just in the weight room, but in life. Every rep counts.
Imagine walking out the door a loser. I'd rather die. I would rather die than be that loser guy. Think about that. Do you want to walk out that door a damn loser, or do you want to walk out the door a winner? That, you know, I'll fight to the death. And sometimes I actually went close to death. It sounds crazy, but you got to give it that much. If you want results, otherwise you'll be like everybody else. The majority of the population, they think they're training hard.
Give me more! That's it! Show me! Show me! Show me! Come on!
Tell me one thing in your life that is great that came as a result of being comfortable. Because everywhere I look and everywhere I see in today's society, everybody's doing everything they can to be more comfortable, right? They're looking for the more convenience. They're looking for the quicker. They're looking for the faster. And see, there's opportunity in that for those of you that want to get better. Because I'm going to tell you right now, all the great things in my life, all the great things in other high achievers' lives, all the reasons that these successful people that you look up to, that you aspire to be like, are the way they are, have all come from a place of being uncomfortable. That's just a fact, okay? So understand that when you're trying to avoid the pain, when you're trying to avoid the struggle, when you're trying to avoid the hard things in life, you are actively choosing to be average. You are actively choosing to be mediocre.
Because you do things within your comfort zone. In all my life, all I do is think out of my comfort zone. I'm comfortable being uncomfortable. My status quo now is discomfort. 365 days a year.
That's what your body needs, man. Yeah. that chaotic state. Everyone's all fearful of it, you know. Everyone much rather prefer comfort state as opposed to chaotic state. If I had that option, if I had the road in life and I don't know where to go, what path to go, the comfort path or the chaotic path, you can damn well bet I'm going down the chaotic path. Why? Because I know that is going to be a path that leads to the creation of what I want. Nothing grows in comfort. Nothing but laziness and lethargic nature. Chaotic keeps you sharp. Keeps you looking, keeps you, you know, when you're comfortable, you're not looking at your six. But you're going down an alley in the middle of the night, man, that's in a tough neighborhood, you're looking, aren't you? Well, that kind of reaction, man, a chaotic state, that's your body looking, you're changing, you're aware, you're picking things up, you're analyzing everything. All of that is soaking in the transformation of an explosion of what you want to be, man. You come in here and you ride it in, you know, first gear, as opposed to fifth gear without the intensity, just kind of cruise through, check the box. You're going to be checked over in life. Stop just checking the box, man. Create the box.
The fish just don't jump in the boat. You know, meaning you better go out there and do it yourself. You know, don't wait around and wait for someone to hand deliver something. Go make it happen. You know, the fish don't just jump in the boat. If you want to go catch them, go catch them. You know, throw that line in the water and go do some work. And if it doesn't work that day, do it again the next day. So, your tired body, that unmotivated mind, and get out there and do it anyway. You know, you better fight yourself, because you're not only winning when things are going your way. You got to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way. You got to figure out when your body's fighting you, when your mind's fighting you. How do you still, you know, just say, I'm gonna beat my mind today. Or do you just give in to your mind and say, oh, I'm tired today, I'm lazy, I don't want to do it, it's too hard, no one else is doing it, it's a weekend, it's too late, these are already off hours, oh, exactly what I want isn't happening right now.
You all calmly sit here and suggest that we merely give ourselves to his mercy. Have you no pride?
You want to be the one that says, I'm going to do it anyway. I know I don't feel good today, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to prove to myself that even on days that it doesn't feel right, I push myself. The only way to gain confidence in yourself is to build something. It's not to wait for it to happen. Hey, Vic, your life just happened in front of you. Just show up today and make it happen with Tom. No, you had to do a lot of shit today to get to this day that no one really knows except you. So that's why you appreciate it.
It takes courage to be exceptional. It takes courage to be wise. It takes courage to be rich. It takes courage to be educated. It takes courage to be knowledgeable. Because the moment you do, but you don't talk like, oh, you don't got, forgot where you came from. Look at you, talking. It takes courage. And I'm just wondering, in this weak, watered down, mediocre society that we live in today, in this reality TV world we live in today, I'm wondering if there's anybody left that's got the courage to say, after all I've been through, and all my ancestors have been through, and all my parents have been through, I didn't come through all of that just to fit in with normalcy. I have the courage to go after my dream.
Go back to the gym, work, because you have more to show. You understand? Life continue. You cannot live in the past, because pain you're going to have all the time, uncertainty, and constant work. Constant work. Constant work. Doesn't matter what's happened. It's going to happen in your life. You have to continue. This is the way I see the life. Past is past. It's never come again. The present, it's the best gift that we have in our life. The present. Because you know, you don't know that what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know. I don't know. You don't know. So live the present.
If anybody's listening to this and you're not married, or you're not with somebody that you're going to be married to, I would tell you this. Dude, go psycho in the gym. Go psycho. Become an elite shape. Elite. And build your freaking mindset up to be absolute a savage, unbreakable. Don't maintain, okay? Never quit. Don't maintain. You have no idea how dangerous you can become and get better every day. So a lot of people are just maintaining. Like, I'm maintaining what I was doing yesterday and I'm doing better than most, so that's good. Screw that, dude. I want to destroy that dude yesterday. If you meet me next week, okay, and you met me today, next week you're going to be like, damn, dude. You freaking leveled up since last week.
You have to be crazy enough to think that it's possible.
Imagine your entire mindset was just like, it's possible to get to that next level. It's possible to be great. It's possible to make more money. It's possible to be healthy.
That's how you do something worthwhile. That's how you beat the odds.
Even if you had to lie yourself into believing, sometimes you have to create a delusion.
You gotta believe the delusion, because it's only delusional until it works.
A delusion that is so far out there that people will think you're crazy.
Anything you want can happen and become a reality. I believe that sincerely, and I'll die on that thought.
You just do the work and you get there. The human mind, the human body, the human psyche is so pliable. You can literally become anyone and anything. Multiply that over time and experience, and don't quit even when it sucks. I share this because the doubt of 1,000 people on me is less dangerous than if I had self-doubt. The most important conversation you could ever have is that conversation that takes place between your ears, right, with yourself. Like, you could sit here, and I know you never would, but if you're like, Bedros, you're going to fail at your next big business, and then you're going to fail at the one. Cool. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate your opinion, man. And then I could see the guy at my hotel, let's say he says the same thing. By the time I get home tomorrow, 1,000 people told me I'm going to fail, and I'm never going to succeed. None of that will impact me. But the moment I allow any one of those seeds to take root in my mind, and I go, maybe Nick's right, it's over. Then I will now find evidence to erode my future.
If you can't control your own brain, and your brain controls you, we forget we are in control of our mind. We believe it's the other way around. No, you got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to go. We put in our minds what we should do. You got to control it. If not, it's over.
Just do it yourself. Stop waiting for somebody to come and save you, because guess what? Nobody's going to. The longer you wait for someone to come and do the job, do the work, do the steps for you, the longer you are going to stay stuck in the same place. You can do it. Start believing in yourself and take action so you become the person you dream of being.
The times where you're going to have to do it alone. There's not going to be any team support. There's not going to be any family support. There's not going to be any friend support. There's going to be times where you've got to go and do it yourself, and you got to do it alone. And those are the times that make a difference. Those are the times that count. Those are the times where you have to dig deep yourself to get the job done. And if you can make that happen, you will win.
People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit. And they give up. That's your moment. It's not that all is lost. When you're feeling the most trapped and down and nothing can't go right, I feel like those are the moments that define you. Mm. Those are those character canon moments that are like, what am I going to do now? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
How do you respond to that?
If you're an underdog, man, the beauty of being someone who has to go through struggle, because you get that. If there's no struggle, then it's nothing. There's no journey. There's no journey. You know, you get to make that magic. You get to be the story.
I felt like giving up all the time. Felt like giving up every day. And a lot of times it's not just patience. It's just you have no other choice. It's not that bad when you feel boxed in and have no other choice but up. Nowhere to go but up.
You know how you just focus and you locked in? It can't nobody take nothing. I'm at that stage right now. Like, I ain't saying like can't nobody, I ain't gonna listen, but I'm saying like as far as my goals, can't nobody stop me from reaching.
I don't care what you think about me. I don't care what you say about me. All I care is to get the ball over the goddamn goal line. Not once, not twice, as many times. I want you to run up to the score. They still run up the scores.
Yeah.
I want you to run it up. I want you to be a legend there. Legend in your own mind. 107-0. Beat them. And when you got them down, beat them until their brains come out of their skull. And then keep beating them. So then the next team you play will be afraid. Smart people are afraid of you. And only stupid people challenge you. Because when I say I'll do whatever it takes, I mean it. If it means I got to tune you up with a baseball bat, or take your company away from you and put you in starvation. When I say I'm gonna f*** you up, I mean I'm gonna f*** you up. It's not metaphors.
And I promise you guys, you know, if you put the work in the honest way, then the success that comes out is earned. It's that kid that earned the dollar, wasn't given the dollar. There's so much, yeah, you got the money, right? That's great. And you had the ability to make it again, which is even greater. But along the way, you learned what that dollar values, the meaning of it. It wasn't just like someone gave you a trophy. You earned that trophy. And by earning that trophy, you understand the value of what it stands for. And it doesn't stand as some like showboat item I get to flaunt around. It's about who you were before, the work you put in, and who you turned out as. And it's that progression right there, that echelon, that really is the backbone of every champion, of every successful person, of everyone remembered.
Listen, winning is ugly, okay? Winning won't recognize you if you're not willing to do it. Suck fest. Just get nasty, and get ugly.
Fucking mud, baby.
Yeah, so we decided this morning to all kill it together as a team. Because leaders build leaders, because that's what winners do. They do what losers won't do. Winners live where quitters quit. Never forget. Let's go, baby. Hudson River, cold plunge, -20, snowing, blowing. What are you guys doing this morning? Sleeping in, hitting the snooze button? Come what are you doing? Come, come on.
So another year is coming to gone. And a lot of us are the same place we were last year. What the f*** are you waiting on? We sleep one-third of our lives, and we think we can take days off. We think we have the right to sit back and give ourselves options on which way we're going to go in life. Am I going to run today? Am I going to work out today? Well, it's Christmas. It's New Year's. It's my birthday. Do you think time gives a f*** that it's Christmas, that it's New Year's, that it's your birthday? You give yourself too many f***ing options. Let me tell you one thing. Time is running out. You keep on sitting around wondering what the f*** you want to do. You're just going to run out of time. So make sure you do one thing. Stop following the f***ing crowd. They may take time off, but you can't afford to.
And here's the thing you got to understand, okay? All these people who you look at, who have built the things that you want to build, who have become the kinds of people that you want to become. All of those people were afraid too. All of those people had doubts just like you. All of those people had a little dialogue inside their head, said, what if it doesn't work? What if I do this and everybody laughs at me? What if I do this and everybody makes fun of me? What if I do this and I fall on my face? They all had that, and guess what happened? They did fall on their face, and everybody did laugh at them. But every single time they f***ing fell, they got back up. And I know that sounds cliche, but it's the truth. Nobody has built what it is you want to build. Nobody has become what it is you're trying to become without pushing through the same things that you're dealing with now. They don't have more talent. They don't have more skill. They were just willing to be laughed at, and you aren't.
Life. What is life? What the f*** is your life? Are you happy with it? And if so, is just the intake and outtake of breath that makes you put a smile on your face? That's something your mother gave you. You haven't earned that. What have you done with your life to make it something else besides the normality of everybody else? The intake and the outtake of what you call life is nothing more than time. And unless done something with, it's forgotten about. There's no footprint of your existence left for anyone else to follow. Life is time. And a life that's remembered, where a footprint is followed behind in footsteps of inspiration and motivation, is when time is met with opportunity and action. They collide to be a life of remembrance. The problem is, most people don't have a plan. And without a plan of your own life, you become the plan of someone else's life. You're not running the day. The day's running you. The differential between those people is belief. One person with belief overrides 100 people with just intent. Intent is thought process, thinking, wargaming it, never putting a foot forward, never putting their face or their name to the fire. Belief is going after and figuring it out along the way.
How do you not stay motivated? I can't. Unfortunately, there's been times in my life when I get done with a workout, I get done with an opportunity, I get done with a certain situation, I get done with the meeting, I get done with some season of my life, and I look back and I say, man, I had a little bit left in the tank. I had a little bit more of myself that I could give. And that's what I try to do every single day. I minimize the amount of time
that I spend inside my comfort zone. The more time that you can spend outside of your comfort zone, the more time that you can spend pushing yourself, putting yourself in those deep waters, putting yourself in those times of adversity, putting yourself in those times where those depths of which people are afraid to go to, the only thing holding you back is yourself, and the only thing holding you back is that fear of failure, that fear of getting outside of your comfort zone, that fear of the unknown. So just forget it and break through it. That's how I stay motivated. Every single day, if I'm doing the bare minimum and if I'm doing what other people have done before me, I'm only going to be able to achieve the levels at which they have. I want to achieve over and above, overly and exceedingly above my expectations, their expectations, and every single person's expectations. I wake up every single morning with a beautiful gift, a beautiful opportunity, with two capable arms and two capable legs to be able to go out and do something that means something in front of millions of people.
A lot of you are trying to find inspiration and motivation with a depressed mindset. You're depressed because you're not doing shit with yourself. You don't find inspiration by not living in the drip of life. You need to live in the drip of life to find inspiration. Put challenges in front of yourself. When you put a challenge in front of yourself and you attack it, that's when you find inspiration. Try to be 10% better than you were last week. So if you're running 30 miles a week, run 33. If you're swimming 500 meters, swim 550. If some of you aren't doing shit, you're 10% just getting off the couch. The more you walk away from accountability, the weaker you become. Find yourself in the grip of life. You can't find yourself by doing nothing.
We all know what's right and wrong in a set of skin. We all know when we're relaxed, exactly the person we want to become. The question is, do we believe we can become it? Without that belief, every journey will run into a debate. That debate is when pain starts to fill the body. You weigh the temporary pain versus a lifetime of pride. What are you gonna do? How bad do you want it? There's two options: to continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to ever find that dream again. For it's dead. And in its death, it's replaced by regret. Right now, it's your choice.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.